This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com. Welcome, and this is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today is Friday, 10:30, 2020. Well, election's just a couple of moments away, literally just a couple of days, and this is show number 149. What's going on in the markets today, Nick?
Well, today we have another sell-off taking place. The markets, as we speak, though, are bouncing off of the lows a little bit, but we'll see where we finish and we'll see how this market plays out. Remember the old saying, it's not how they open them, it's how they close them. But the NASDAQ seems to be the big loser today, down about a little over 2%. But last night we had all of those earnings from the mega cap tech stocks, such as Apple, Amazon, Facebook, and Alphabet, which is Google. They all reported their earnings announcements. And for the most part, really with the exception of Google, which is up about 4.5% right now, all of them are down. So we're seeing a pretty good sell-off today in Amazon, down about 4%, Apple down about 4.8%, and it looks like Facebook down about almost 6%. So pretty good decline overall in big cap tech, and that seems to be weighing on the market today, that the earnings really set the tone for the session. And, you know, we have election risk. A lot of money managers are wondering, you know, if there's a Biden victory, do I want to be in this market if that does happen? So I think you saw some capital flee out of the market this week just in anticipation or a little bit of a hedge saying, hey, I'm not going to stay in this market right now, not knowing who is going to win this election. And I think that's really what we're seeing. I think a lot of money managers are a little bit scared ahead of it, ahead of the election, that is. And it's understandable. I've warned my membership that we could see, you know, some selling going into the election for that reason. So that's exactly what has happened so far.
Interesting. So until we have the election, we're just going to have more of this. Well, at least Tuesday night, it'll be over. In all likelihood, we're going to know who won relatively quickly. That's my take on it. But we've been getting a lot of feedback on the YouTube channel, basically people telling us we're crazy, we don't know what we're talking about, and, you know, all of that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, we'll see. There's always a chance that you'll get some civil unrest. I mean, you know, just think about the last time, you know, when Trump won in 2016. I mean, you had corporations that were basically crying at their desks the next day, and they vowed to never let him win again. So, I mean, there's a lot of shenanigans that are taking place during this election. We already know that. We see the mail-in ballot stuff that's going on. It's horrific, but it's happening. So we'll see if we do get, you know, a winner. I think the sooner we have a defined winner, the better off we all are. And we'll see what comes out of it, you know, right away.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to, I think we're definitely going to have civil unrest for the week till Trump invokes the Insurrection Act. I've been getting the stories. They're planning it for Minneapolis. They're planning it all over the place. And we'll see whether the government heads them off or not. There was one article I sent you about a guy who's been traveling around to mosques and infiltrating Antifa meetings. And they're going all in regardless who wins. So I guess we're just going to have to see what happens next. Hey, hopefully it'll be quick and it'll be over with. Anyway, today is an up day for gold and silver.
Yeah, today we have gold trading a little bit higher. If you look at gold futures today, they're up about $13.50. It's a gain of about 0.75%. Right now, gold futures are at around 1881. And good update today. You know, they've been all over the map recently, but I like when gold is up in a down market. It tells me that there's possibly an inflation move coming, which means, you know, asset prices will increase. And that gives me some inclination that stocks are going to rise shortly.
All right. So you think asset prices are going to increase, and you think gold is like a leading indicator here?
Yeah, absolutely. Gold's always been a good leading indicator, especially when markets are down. And if you look at gold today, it's acting really, really well. In fact, you have silver up a little bit as well. And very, very often, you know, gold and the markets trade somewhat together. And gold is always a very, very good leading indicator. So I'm definitely keeping that relationship on the radar here. And that's given me cause to think that the selling is almost done.
All right. And the mining stocks, what are they doing now? What's the GDX and the GDX, Jack?
Yeah, so today we have the GDX up just 28 cents, the GDXJ just up about 17 cents. So they're both in positive territory as we speak. But one thing I want to point out about the gold miners and the junior gold miners, yesterday they acted really well. So yesterday the market was up a little bit by the close, but they acted pretty well. Meanwhile, the metal themselves was a little bit lower yesterday. So, you know, I always like to see the miners lead. If the miners lead, that's a positive for the overall metal. Now, in the bigger picture, I still think we're in that chop, backing and filling, and I think more of it is going to take place in everything precious metals right now. But overall, you know, not a bad consolidation pattern. We'll get little rallies and then we'll get, you know, pullbacks again. But I think in the bigger picture, we're still in that choppy, sideways, up and down consolidation rally.
Yeah, so I guess we're just going to have to wait for Wednesday to see what happens. And you will too. We're going to leave it at that, Nick. Anyways, go over to inthemoneystocks.com. Take a look at Nick's trading record and what In the Money Stocks can do for you. Take a look at the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, and at Kerry Lutz. Send us your emails, kl@kerrylutz.com, and we will get to emails on Monday, I promise. And that's it for this week. We'll talk to you next. Have a good weekend, Nick.
Thank you, Kerry. Have a great weekend.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.